Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Tonight, a chance of showers after 10 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 70. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 93. Heat index values as high as 97. And in the news for today, in a story that the Nearly Noon News has been following for the last 4 years, from Crawford County, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has approved plans from the owner of a large-scale hog farm to build a second concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, in the county. DNR issued a wastewater permit last Friday for Howard Roth, owner of Roth Feeder Pig Incorporated, to build a second facility that would house 8,160 swine and produce around 140,000 piglets each year in the village of Wazika. The site is expected to generate around 9.4 million gallons of manure and wastewater each year that would be spread on roughly 1,400 acres of land. That, according to a report from WPR Online News. Opponents have voiced concerns about the operation's effects on air and water quality, wetlands, endangered species, human health, the site's ability to withstand extreme storms, and the operation's proximity to burial mounds. The Crawford Stewardship Project and Midwest Environmental Advocates sent a letter to the DNR in 2020 that urged the agency to conduct an environmental impact statement, but the DNR decided that wasn't required. Midwest has based their case against the CAFO on the state siting law, ATCP Rule 51, which has been used by the livestock industry to accelerate the growth of factory farming by stripping local governments of their traditional authority to control land use in their own communities. The law makes it extremely difficult for towns and counties to enact strict environmental protections for air and water or to prohibit massive CAFOs altogether, regardless of local interests. In exchange for this industry giveaway, the siting law allows but does not require local governments to issue a license for new or expanding livestock operations, but these local licenses can only require that the operation meet certain minimum state standards and nothing more. Less than 50 towns and counties in Wisconsin currently have a livestock siting ordinance, including Crawford County. The county's livestock siting ordinance requires compliance with the state standards before a license will be issued. The law sets conditions that protect water quality and to avoid spills. Those conditions include barring any discharges from the production site to surrounding waters. The farm is required to maintain at least 180 days of storage, conduct periodic self-inspections, and develop an emergency response plan for potential spills. That, according to Midwest Environmental Advocates' website, the DNR permit for Roth requires enough land to properly apply manure and a nutrient management plan that addresses phosphorus runoff. The DNR noted some fields have high potential for nutrient runoff into the Kickapoo River, which is already listed as impaired, the WPR story reported. Roth, the would-be owner of the proposed CAFO and fifth-generation hog farmer in Crawford County, served as president of the Wisconsin Pork Producers Association, which has lobbied for deregulation, including siting laws. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back as any new information comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.